Hello. So I'm going to attempt to make German plum cake. I've never made it before, but I have a recipe that is both vegan and the option for gluten-free, because apparently normally this has about 3 or so eggs in it. And I'm going to give that a shot. And the reason I say attempt is because I've already fucked up. But we'll get to that. Before I get any deeper into this, I'm going to try slicing the plums. I've never actually successfully separated a stone fruit from its pit without completely mangling it. So we'll see if this will do. I just sliced the plum down the center, and now I'm exceedingly gently twisting it, and I'm getting to the point where I feel like it should come off, but it's not, and I don't want to squeeze it too hard because then I will completely crush it. Okay, we're gonna go back with the knife, and I'm gonna try cutting around it again, even deeper. Oh, I heard a crack. That can't be good. Oh no. Okay, come on, bad boy. Just let go. Just let go, please. Oh, come on. I had plums. I have 3 plums, and I was, oh, I got it. Okay. I've got one half without the pit. Whew. Okay, yeah. One success. All right. I'm going to move on to the next plum and see if I can get another half without a pit. I cut right through it. So that's one way to do it, apparently. Now I'm just going to try and dig that fucking pit out. I thought I was cutting in the middle. I think this pit of a plum is a little lopsided. And I am doing that thing where you hold the fruit in your hand and then you go at it with a knife. The thing where people go to the hospital for avocado hand. So I don't recommend this technique, because many people go to the hospital because they've sliced their hand open. Okay, so I'm putting the knife down. I think I loosened the pit. I didn't loosen the pit. Okay, I'm going back with the knife. Just shaving around the pit. Oh! Back with the knife, going under it. I think I'm gonna get it this time. I believe in myself. I believe in everyone. Come on, Mr. Pit. Ha ha! Ha! Nope, not quite. Got it. Okay. That's 3 halves without pits. I'm going to go back to the first one and see if I can get that fucker out. It's my dangerous knife method. So this kind of reminds me of a series of GIFs I saw of fruit being toyed with as if it was vaginas. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, you should try and Google that and see what you come up with. There's somebody on like some platform decided to just finger a bunch of fruit, basically. It's like aggressively sexual. But they take a bunch of different kinds of fruit, they slice them in half, and they kind of cut it up to look like different vaginas, and then they play with it. Alright, I have removed the pit from the other one. Okay, this is our last plum. I'm going straight down the middle, cutting very deep, and then cutting all around the plum. I'm gonna try and loosen this bad boy up. think I need to go again with my knife. Oh, it's letting go. Come on, let go. There we go. I have another one separated. And finally, now just one last hit. Once I get this through, I can talk about how I've already fucked up the recipe. So I was just at the store because I needed to buy a lemon for this recipe. And then I need to buy some other shit. But I thought I had almonds, or I thought I at least had almond flour, because this recipe calls for a bit of almonds ground up, finally. It's a sort of flour. Turns out I have the world's smallest amount of almond flour. So I'm gonna, instead of going back to the store where I was just at, or saving this for another day, I am going to try and substitute most of the almond flour for both polenta, so grits, like really coarse cornmeal, and finely ground cornmeal. Because I believe the reason that the almonds are in... Whoop! Got that plum. I believe the reason the almond flour is in the recipe is for just like a bit of texture that isn't flour, or a bit of wetting, a bit of dry ingredients that aren't flour. So I'm going to give that a shot, and we'll see how it goes. May taste a little corny, but it is what it is. All right. Just going to wash the plum off my hands. Let's start the oven. So I think I want to start with mixing the wet ingredients together. Yeah. Yep. I'm just going to mix all the wet ingredients together. So the wet ingredients... the lemon that I squeezed, mild coconut oil or mild tasting other oil, coconut milk, and almond and sugar. Okay. Okay, so I'm just gonna pop my lemon juice in the bowl right away so that I have my measurement so I can measure my coconut oil, which thankfully is already melted because it is hot enough for that right now. One benefit of the summer, cooking in the summer. All right, half a cup coconut oil. So that's half a cup lemon juice, half a cup coconut oil. And then it's a full cup of full-fat coconut milk. So stores will try and sell you this light coconut milk bullshit. And what that really means is less coconut milk, more water. And while, yes, it's definitely true, it's less fat, I don't think it's a good idea. I think if you want light coconut milk, you should buy a can of coconut milk, pour half of it into a container, and top it off with water, and there you go. There we go. I am very passionate about cooking with fat. As a vegan, you never want to skimp on adding fat to your recipes when you're cooking or when you're baking. Because we don't have dairy, we don't have eggs, we don't have meat. Obviously, those are the things we don't have. So those are, like, really heavy fat items. They have a lot of fat in them, a lot of good tasting shit. So we need to be sure to add fat to our recipes, otherwise it's not going to taste good. Fat's what makes things taste good. Alright, and then half cup of sugar. Two teaspoons of almond extract. Ugh, these little freaking bottles are always just my nightmare. I can never get them open. Can't get a good grip on them. There we go. I feel like there should be salt in here too. I don't know if they put salt in the dry ingredients. I'm gonna have to look into that right now. Let's see. No, there's no salt. That's really weird. It's really weird. I'm just gonna add a little bit. Just a quarter spoon. If the recipe fails, let's blame the salt and not me, okay? Alright. So I'm just mixing up all those ingredients with a little whisk. Alright. That's good. I'm gonna actually use the same whisk then for my dry ingredients, which are flour, almonds, and something else. Oh yeah, the baking powder and baking soda. Okay, so it's 2 cups flour, 1/3 cup almonds. I'm going to start with the 2 cups flour, because that's going to be easy, because it's just 2 cups flour, and I have all that. Someone has burnt something onto the bottom of my oven, and it might have been me the last time I turned it on, or it might have been my partner. I don't know, man. I think probably it's safe. I have the blame for this one. So if the fire alarm goes off, I'm sorry. Okay, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder. Soda. And powder. Okay. So now before we get to the almond shit, I'm just going to mix that real quick, just with the whisk. Alrighty. Okay. Now the really fluffy part. So I'm going to see how much almond flour I actually have. Okay, and it's just under 1/4 cup. So I'm going to top that guy, that 1/4 cup off with a little blend pot. There we go. And then I'm going to do a full 1/4 with cornmeal, finely ground cornmeal. And a 1/2 quarter with finely ground cornmeal, and then, half. And then top that off with polenta again for texture. Because the almond flour I have isn't too much texture, but it's a bit. Okay, our oven is fully preheated and we're almost done, so I'm going to whisk this flour stuff together. Yeah, I got everything. Okay. Whisk the flour together. And then that's all whisked and combined and good and sifted and whatever. Going to fold in the wet ingredients. I'm just going to give them a stir real quick before I do that, just to make sure nothing's settled on the bottom. All right. Stir that in. So I'm hoping to have this for dessert tonight. We'll see how it goes. It might be more like, instead of German, because I don't know, the German, it must be like the almond flavoring that makes it German. It's going to be something else. That's okay. So I'm just stirring around the sides and then going under to make sure I get all the dry pockets saturated. And the texture is looking pretty good. It's looking actually a lot like cornbread, which, I mean, makes sense. It's got a lot of cornmeal in it. But it smells like almonds and it smells like coconuts. So we're going with it. All right. Got my 8x8? Yeah, 8x8. I don't think I have any parchment paper. No, so what I would do right now with parchment paper, if I had it, is I would cut about the position between your two knuckles on your pointer finger, 2-inch strips. Well, 2 1-inch strips. And then put them in like a plus thing so that you can have something really easy to grip and take the cake out. But I don't have that, so it's just gonna get stuck, baby. Whatever. So I'm just gonna spray it down. A little canola oil spray. Make sure the floor gets really slippery so I can fall and eat it later. And then I'm going to pour the batter in. God, I'm so hungry right now. I don't cook with almond extract enough. I really love it. It smells so good. I just don't cook with it enough. Okay, so this is a super nice and thick batter. I have high doubts that my plums are going to sink down at all into it. And the author suggests flouring the butt section that you put of the plums into the cake. But we're just going to do that just because
that's what she suggests, so all right.
She probably knows better than me. She's made this 9 times, and I've made it not once because I fucked everything up. So I'm just flouring the butts and sticking the plums in. So I'm taking my hand, sticking the flour, patting it on the little round side of the plum, and then just sticking that bad boy in there. All right. And that plum. So I've got 1 row of 3. And then I'm going to do another 1 row of 3. So flour that butt. Stick it in. Oh, it's cute.
Oh, gosh, this little guy's so cute.
Basically threw him at the cake. There we go. And one more. Power the bat. And then stick it in. Alright. The plums are all pretty in a row.
Two rows. We'll see what happens.
Alright, into the oven he goes. Bye. We'll just all assume that goes really well. Okay, bye.